Thanks for coming in, Mr. Mahoney. Do you have your member ID card?
Yep, I have it right here in the FEP Blue app. See?
Great.
It's awesome. The app can also help me find a provider and keep tabs on my deductibles.
Okay, can I...
Oh, yeah, and my out-of-pocket spending and visit limits, and I can call the nurse line.
I'm really glad it does all that, but I only need to see your member ID card.
Oh, that's it? Why didn't you say so?
Fearless is just one tap away. With the new FEP Blue app from Blue Cross and Blue Shield, you can access your health benefits on the go. Download it now at fepblue.org/app.
You are Locked On Lions, your daily podcast on the Detroit Lions, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Right, welcome back. Another edition of Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Let's play it on a Wednesday into Thursday, September 7 into 8. It's Matt Derry and you on the Locked On Podcast Network, talking some Detroit Lions with you. Thanks for listening on audioboom.com and on iTunes. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do. We're in game week, ladies and gentlemen. The Lions are in action. Oh, yeah. Sunday, 4:25. Your Leos kick off at Indianapolis against the Colts. And the team was back on the practice field today. Coming up on the podcast tonight, the very latest on the injury situation and some good news. Did you tell Clark the good news? Good news in regards to one of the tight ends. We'll tell you about that. Also coming up, former Lions linebacker, number 54, now an analyst for Fox. You saw him on the Lions preseason TV network as the analyst on the TV games alongside Matt Shepard. Chris Spielman will join me coming up in a little bit here on Locked On Lions. But, you know, I was watching the press conference today from Andrew Luck. He was doing his media availability today in Indy. And, oh, by the way, he's got a sore right shoulder. He's going to play Sunday, of course, but Andrew Luck limited in practice today for the Colts due to a sore right shoulder. But I was watching Luck talking today about the Lions, and he was asked by reporters about, what do you think of Detroit's defense? And he said that defense, and again, listen, okay, you always want to take it with a grain of salt when players are talking about other players. Rarely are they going to say anything negative. What I found interesting was Andrew Luck said, you can't find a weakness on that defense. And he talked about Ziggy Ansah being a premier player at defensive end. He talked about Darius Slay being a premier cornerback. And it got me to thinking, as we're kind of diving into week one and dissecting what the Lions bring to the table, Jim Irsay made the comment the other day, the Colts owner, that because of all the injuries on Indianapolis' defense, especially with Vontae Davis and others who are out, and Davis is their best cover corner and probably their best defensive player, and they've got pass rushers out and everything else, that there's an opportunity here for the Lions to go into Indianapolis and win and get it done, all right? But Irsay made the comment on 1070 The Fan in Indianapolis the other day that the Colts must score 24 points in order to win, because he believes that's the number that they're going to need because their defense is going to give up some points against a pretty good Lions offense. And it got me to thinking, you know, Andrew Luck talked about there's not a weakness on the Lions defense. Well, of course, I mean, as we know, the linebacking core is a question mark right now. Is DeAndre Levy healthy and going to play to a all-pro level that he played at 2 years ago? Can Tahir Whitehead, Big Ta, 47, can he handle playing in the middle as the middle linebacker and taking over for Steven Tulloch, who's been there the last couple of years? Depth in the secondary. Are the Lions improved at strong safety with James E. Hedibo out and Tavon Wilson and Raphael Bush in? What about the defensive line? We know it's the team's strength, and it's been the strength for a while, but here's year two without Ndamukong Suh. Can they stuff the run? Can they get to the quarterback? There were too many games last year that the Lions didn't get to the quarterback if you weren't named Ziggy Ansah. But it got me to thinking, if the Lions have a premier player in Ansah, a premier player in Levy, and a premier player in Darius Slay, why can't that rub off on the rest of the defense, and why can't this defense get better? That'd be nice, right? You look at it and you go, Devin Taylor at left defensive end, maybe coming into his own, had some good games last year. We're trying to forget about the face mask against Green Bay, but whatever. You've got some depth there with Tyrone Walker back and healthy. Haloti Ngata feels pretty good. This team kept 11 defensive linemen for a reason. They believe they can all play. Kyrie Thornton, Wallace Gilberry, people are saying is a good pickup. Brandon Copeland's a good young player. And last year, I remember talking to Terrell Austin, the Lions defensive coordinator, before one of the games down at Ford Field, and he told me to watch out for Brandon Copeland as an improved player. All right, so you're looking at the D-line going, yeah, Anthony Zettel's pretty much a third-string defensive end. He had a nice preseason. Maybe he's a late-round pick that Bob Quinn found that can be a steal. Slay, Glover Quinn, I like Nevin Lawson, we like Quandre Diggs. Is there a chance that we are underrating the Lions' defense and that the Lions' defense is going to be better than we think? It's something to think about, and if you want to comment on it, you can on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. Also on the Matt Derry fan page on Facebook, check us out and leave some comments on there. Of course, the podcasts are all up there for you as well throughout the days here. But it's just something to think about, to hear Andrew Luck talk about. And again, what's Andrew Luck going to say? Yeah, we're playing a lousy defense. We're going to put up 40 on them. Woo-hoo, they're terrible. No, of course he's going to say nice things. But it sort of made me think a little bit. I mean, you know, Devin Taylor's a pretty good player. We know Ziggy Ansah's a very good player. Walker and Nada barely got to play together last year. Because when Nada was hurt, Walker was there playing alongside Caron Reed and others. Reed is gone. And we'll ask Chris Spielman about that coming up. And then when Walker got hurt, Nada was back. And he couldn't play alongside Tyrone Walker. Just maybe this defense is going to be pretty good. And maybe there's some depth at all positions. I'm not going to say I'm turning into a Kyle Van Noy fan or anything like that. And we'll see how he does on first and second downs out there when the team is in their 4-3. But against the Colts, who like to spread it out, play one back, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for nickelbacks and the Johnson Batamoses and the Quandre Diggs and the Don Carries. There's going to be a lot of opportunity for those guys to be out there against Luck. But it certainly got me to thinking about where this game is sort of headed and where this defense could be headed. I'm hoping it's underrated. I'm hoping it's better. I think there's a chance it can be better than last year. Last year's defense was disappointing and didn't have DeAndre Levy. All right, you're listening to Locked On Lions and the Locked On Podcast Network. Do not forget, you can check us out on FanRagSports.com, our affiliation with today's Pigskin.com, and Locked On NFL with Matt Williamson is an excellent podcast. It's there for you on the Locked On Podcast Network. Also, Locked On Fantasy Football with Vinny Iyer. Check that out as well. Vinny does a great job. And some of you might be drafting tomorrow before the first game tomorrow night. So check out Locked On Fantasy with Vinny Iyer as well. All right, as far as news from today, Jim Caldwell and the Lions discussed injuries, and they had to put out a report. Well, you could check the report. You know Caldwell's not going to say anything, but good news is that Eric Ebron was back. Eric Ebron back at practice today, a full participant for the Lions, and they had to obviously designate his injury for the first time since he hurt himself before the preseason started, and they're calling it an ankle injury. But Eric Ebron was a full participant in practice today, which is very good news. And we discussed it with Matt Dainley from Locked On Colts yesterday. And if you want to listen back to yesterday's podcast, it's up here on the network for you on Locked On Lions. Dainley said if Eric Ebron's out there, that's going to be a huge concern for the Colts because they can't guard tight ends. Their linebackers are very weak in coverage. So Ebron and Theo Riddick should just feast on Sunday against a banged-up Colts secondary. Feast. But Ebron, full participant in practice, which if you got a full participation on Wednesday, that means you're probably going to play on Sunday. Bad news, Golden Tate, sore ankle, limited participation in practice today. One other note from today. Amir Abdullah says he's healthy, says he's ready to be the every down back for this team, if need be. Jim Caldwell was asked, how much is he going to get the ball? Caldwell today, quote, on Abdullah, I don't envision him carrying the ball 30 times in a ball game. I think he's capable, certainly, but that's not his strength. I think he's one of those guys that you have to get it to him a number of different ways. Do I think he's durable enough to do it? Absolutely. Do I think he's strong enough to do it? Absolutely. But I just don't think that's his cup of tea, end quote. Well, this is a rather big game for Amir Abdullah, certainly, because this turns into one of those passing fests where Matthew Stafford's going to have to throw the ball 40 times, which the Lions are trying to avoid. Amir Abdullah won't be out there as much. It'll be more of Theo Riddick, certainly. But now that the regular season is upon us, Abdullah's ready to handle the load. And for a second-round pick 2 years ago and a guy they expect a lot from, playing on that fast carpet in Indianapolis Sunday, he should get his opportunities. No question about it. Want to remind you that Locked On Lions is brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get a $20 rebate on your first purchase. We got to tell you about SeatGeek. Seriously, buying tickets online for sporting events, concerts, it's been a confusing process for a lot of you for a long time, right? Always been hard to find the best deal for that game or that show. Not anymore. SeatGeek is different. They've come along, created an amazing app and website that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. Check it out. Seriously, SeatGeek is always the first place that I go to look for tickets. It is. To a game, a show, concert, whatever it is. All right? I've got that SeatGeek app on my phone. I just used it the other day. Looked at tickets for Tribe Tigers with the Indians, my boys, coming to town in late September. SeatGeek has it all. And everything is listed. If you look at the app, it's really, really cool. And you can see everything listed in the stadiums in the background. And they got great visuals. It's awesome. Best of all, you guys, my listeners, can get a $20 rebate off your first SeatGeek purchase. All right? So here's what you got to do. To get that $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the Settings tab, and click on Add a Promo Code. Enter promo code LOLIONS, Locked On Lions, LOLIONS. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase, all right? Download the SeatGeek app. Enter the promo code LOLIONS today. All right, Locked On Lions for another day, and as we talked about, Lions and Colts should be a good one for the opener Sunday in Indianapolis. Goodness, a couple of minutes right now. You saw him on the Lions preseason broadcast. See him on Fox now. NFL and college analyst and former Lion, Chris Spielman, giving you a couple of minutes here. What's up, Chris?
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
What were your impressions in the preseason of this football team? You know, nationally, not a lot of people giving this team love, but you know, here they are in week one with a golden opportunity against a banged-up Colts team to go on the road and get a win.
Yeah, that's really difficult to do in the National Football League, is to win on the road, and you're facing a very good quarterback in Andrew Luck. I think one of the things Colts have struggled in preseason is protecting Luck, and the Lions have shown their ability to rush the passer. I think it's a big opportunity for Devin Taylor, because if I'm the Colts, my number one priority when I throw the ball is taking Ziggy Ansah out of the rush, and so that should leave Taylor one-on-one situations where he's got to win his battle, plus you need a good push up the middle.
When you look at this Lions team, what did you take from the preseason, Chris, first and foremost, and what did you like, let's say, first and foremost?
I do think the ability to throw the football down the field with Marvin Jones was impressive to me. I thought Stafford was pretty solid. I still think there's a little inconsistency in running the football, but he had so few carries that it's hard to tell if they're going to be able to run the ball, but I think everybody's in agreement that they need to run the ball for them to be where they want to be.
When you talk about the passing game, certainly it all starts with Matthew Stafford. Chris, you made a point in one of the preseason games with Shep about he is a top three or top five talent in this league, and I know fans, you know, have heard that for 7 years and everything else. Why do you say that, and do you think this is the year where that talent kind of translates into better play?
Well, I don't think I'm the only one that says that. I think if you would take a survey around the league, I think many people would tell you. So if you don't want Matthew Stafford, then tell me who you want or who's going to be your quarterback. That would be the question that I would ask. Because he throws the ball extremely well, he's accurate, he's tough, he's taken a beating his first couple years because they were so awful. And so what would help him is a healthy tight end and Eric Ebron and a solid running game. Who would you want, Matt, as a quarterback if you didn't have Stafford?
Well, I'll say this, Chris. I don't want Dan Orlovsky or Jake Rudock.
Okay, well, that's my point. Who's out there? You know, and I guarantee if Stafford went on the free agent market, it would be, I don't know, he'd be gone in maybe less than a second because of his ability.
Do you understand, though, the angst of the fans? I think people have the expectation that because he was the number one pick and he had Calvin Johnson and the high expectations of pretty good offenses over the years, that he should be better. Is there anything you see that he could improve on? Or do you think, hey, if he plays up to capability and has a full year now under Jim Bob Cooter, that he will be a Pro Bowler?
I think he has, again, but you also need to protect him. I mean, how many times has he been sacked in his career?
Right.
What was the running game ranked last year? Do you recall? I think it was last. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's been in the high 20s, early 30s for years.
So, you know, I can understand the angst, but I can also understand that there's been nothing else besides the ability to throw to Calvin Johnson. You know, Golden Tate's been productive over the years, but you have to be able to run to win in the National Football League.
We're talking to Chris Spielman here, Lions analyst, and of course, college and NFL analyst on Fox now. How do you get the run game going when it hasn't been successful over the years? Does it start with the offensive line, or do you think this Cooter scheme will improve and the up-tempo will make it better?
Well, I mean, I think all those can be a factor, but it starts with Bob Quinn and, you know, drafting, what, three offensive linemen in his first draft, whether it's Decker, Glasgow, or Joe Dahl, and, you know, put an emphasis on it. And Ron Prince coaching the offensive line about being physical and about moving the line of scrimmage and being able to, you know, double team and get to the second level. And, of course, running backs being able to make that extra unblocked player miss. And if you can do that, you can be successful. So tempo could help that. More consistent blocking, more consistency in sustaining block up front. All those are a factor.
Chris, when you mentioned Bob Quinn before, I like what you had to say there. He's obviously putting his own furniture in his house. What did you think of the roster cuts and getting rid of some guys, including Alex Carter and certainly Caron Reed? Were those moves to say, hey, look, I'm going to put my guys in there and the Mayhew guys are gone, or were those guys not good enough?
Well, I think Caron Reed's good enough. I thought he was tremendous. You know, I don't know. Again, there's other things to consider, too, is salary considerations and development and growth and projection of what one's talent might be as you move forward. But I think every general manager comes in and says, look, you know, this is a competition and it's going to be played out into the preseason, and the guys that play are going to make the team, and the guys that play well are going to make the team. So I don't know if Alex had all the opportunities in the preseason, but, you know, that's just the way it goes. But the guy that I thought was a little surprise from my end was Caron Reed, because I thought he played pretty consistent and played pretty well and might have been the most productive defensive tackle throughout the preseason. I don't have the stats in front of me.
Chris Spielman, my guest. Defensively, as a former linebacker, what do you see in Tahir Whitehead? And if you put him next to DeAndre Levy, can that be good enough, those two guys, with obviously maybe a nickel corner in there if Van Noy's not on the field? How will that make this defense look?
Well, I think he can play in the middle, and I think Tahir flashed, and, you know, healthy DeAndre Levy is, you know, he's the best player on the defense when he's healthy. So all those are going to be contributing factors. So I don't know, though. I mean, until we see it over a consistent period of time, I can't answer that question. I can speculate that maybe, yes, I think the talent's there, but whether it gets done or not, time will answer that question.
It's interesting. I was listening to you and Matt the other night do the game against Buffalo, and I know you weren't trying to go overboard. Look, you have viewers, and you're in the middle of the game and the broadcast, but how difficult is it, Chris, because you've done so many college games that have had such meaning over the years, and here you're calling four preseason games, and you played in the preseason. How much of it did you take with a grain of salt?
As far as what? My performance or the performance on the field?
Performance on the field.
Took a little exception to Rex running the wishbone because I think it just is wasting everybody's time, you know. And I, you know, Rex is going to do what he wants to do, and that's fine. It's just that I just think in that type of situation, give your young guys a chance to make plays. If they're not good enough for your team, they might be good enough for somebody else. So put them in a position to do something. And I guarantee you that Rex isn't going to run 20 plays of wishbone this year in his offense.
Yeah, that was interesting to say the least. All right, Sunday in Indy, and I said this earlier with you, a lot of people said, oh, Lions at the Colts, Andrew Luck, forget about it. Colts have put up a lot of numbers and everything else. Yet, you know, Vegas thinks the Lions have a good shot. Colts are very banged up without Vontae Davis, who's their best corner, and the Lions certainly want to up-tempo and spread the ball around. I think it's a good matchup right now for this team. What do you think?
I do. I think it's a good matchup on the road because of and the biggest thing is the protection problems that the Colts have had. And, you know, that's from Coach Pagano himself. And if they can't protect Luck and they can't run the ball, then that's difficult. I think it's a great opportunity for the Lions to get off to a fast start in a matchup that I would probably be surprised if they don't come out ahead.
Wow. How many wins do you see for this team this year?
I think I'd cap it at 10. And probably, if I had to go below, 6.
Biggest reason if they were to win 10, what would it be?
Running the ball, winning a turnover battle, continuing scoring touchdowns in the red zone where they were first or second in the league last year. Getting off the field on third downs on defense, staying on the field on third downs on offense.
Final thing for Chris Spielman. You were around the team for the preseason and certainly at training camp as well. Your takeaway of Jim Caldwell heading into year 3, does he seem more relaxed? Does he have the right staff in place? What are your impressions of the head man?
Well, I think the staff is in place. I think he's a good coach, but we're all judged on results in the NFL and our performance. And so, you know, I think he's a great coach. He's a nice guy. He's relaxed. He's got a good coaching staff. But the only thing that matters is winning games. So he can do it. I mean, but will they do it? Again, that's a time question.
Chris, always a pleasure. Love talking to you, brother. Keep up the great work.
All right. Thank you.
Oh, man, always great to talk to Chris Spielman, number 54, doing work for the Lions in the preseason games on DetroitLions.com and his chats with Mike O'Hara. Love catching up with the old middle linebacker of the Lions. Chris Spielman does a great job now on Fox doing both college and NFL games. All right, that'll wrap things up for another edition of Locked On Lions on September 7 into 8. Matt Derry with you and Locked On Lions brought to you by SeatGeek. Download the mobile app for the easiest way to buy tickets and use the promo code LOLIONS to get a $20 rebate on your first purchase. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.